frigid day in Pittsburgh for the Pirates' home opener against the Braves at PNC. Only fitting that a man named Freeze would have an impact on a day like this.
Hit to left center, fielding, crushed. Inciarte on his horse, still on his horse, and he will run out of room. As this one drops into the Braves' bullpen, Freeze bangs one out of here, his first homer of the year, and the Pirates up the lead to 3-1. Hit to left field, I think they've gone back to back. They have. Well out of here. So Freeze homers, Cervelli homers, and the Pirates lead it 4-1. 2-2 pitch with Darno down the line, and the pitch grounded to the right side, unfortunately into the glove of second baseman Harrison, who will make the long throw, and the Braves get a couple on, but can't get them in, get a couple in scoring position, and can't get them in. Strand a pair, it's the middle of the sixth inning, and the Braves are down 4-1.
So the Braves have runners at second and third, one man out, and Daniel Hudson will be greeted by Brandon Phillips. Just a base hit here changes the complexion of the game. And there's the base hit to center. A bullet. In to score is Darno. Markakis around third, heading to the plate. Here comes the throw. It's cut off by Jaso. Two-run single by Phillips on the first pitch from Hudson. It's 5-4. Swanson chokes the bat with two strikes. Marte shades him into right center. Setting up inside Cervelli. The pitch is lined to left field. Polanco coming on. He's there. He's got it. Hansby hit it well on a line, but it carried out to the left fielder, and the Pirates have beaten the Braves. On a cold and windy and snowy afternoon, the Pirates get their first win of the season, and they take down their home opener here at PNC Park.
The Pirates edge the Braves 5-4 as the Bucs win their fourth consecutive home opener. Josh Harrison 1-for-4. He extends his hitting streak to 13 games dating back to last season, the longest active streak in the major leagues. Bryant Snitker's team battled back from an early deficit, but would fall short in the end in a 5-4 loss to the Pirates on Friday. Here is the Braves skipper commenting on the loss.
No, they made some good plays, and we had, again, we had opportunities and got down and came back. You know, shoot, we got the winning run or go-ahead run at the plate in the ninth. But, you know, it was just there's a couple things that we kind of limited damage in one inning. O'Flaherty, great job right there. And, you know, he got him, Polanco, to fly out with the bases loaded. And I thought, we're going to win the game. You know, that's exactly what I thought. And, you know, then, you know, go out and give up the two homers that obviously we tried to, you know, you want to keep the game in check right there. And couldn't do that. But came back you know, like I say, had another couple chances. Eventually, we'll. You know, that ball's going to find holes and going to get in the pierce a gap, and, you know, we'll be the recipient of something good.
What did you think of Folty today? That third inning he probably liked, and what happened? What did you see in the fourth?
Well, I just, it's kind of got away from him a little bit. Stuff was good today. He left a ball out over the plate to Marte with two strikes, you know, for that two out RBI right there, and, you know, but just kind of the inning just kind of got away from him. You know, he's missing a little bit. You know, still got to keep working at going pitch to pitch. You know, it's just – and after, you know, you can't do anything more about a pitch after you throw it. So you got to get ready for the next one. You know, it's – but I thought his stuff was good. Started out the game strong. He was throwing a lot of strikes. Then he had a couple of rough innings. And we're lucky, you know, we're lucky right there that we were still in the ball game. Just giving up the two runs. And so, you know, but it was good. I was, you know, said before the game, it's wanting to pick up where he left off, and he did for two or three innings. But then it kind of, you know, pitch here or there, and we got to keep pitching. And you know, it's just kind of increments of single pitches. Single pitches is what this thing's about.
He struggled with his emotions in the past. Could you kind of see that coming back tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it was it did a little bit, yeah. Something just going to have to continue to work at, because this kid's stuff's too good to not be very successful, and he will. I mean, like I say, it was a good job. Bullpen, like, so Flaherty did a great job of limiting damage right there. You know, the game could have got out of control real quick right there, and it didn't. So that's a good part. We kept it to where we could win it.
anything on Kent? Was it more weather related?
I think it was, you know, he did a lot of running, and it's just it'll be day to day, just a tightness and you know, and right there, it's he hated coming out, but I just don't want to take a chance on a day like this, and you know, something going and you know, fourth day in. So we'll make sure, you know, we get a full night's sleep. Supposed to be warmer tomorrow. And we'll just, you know, like I say, we'll see what he feels like when he comes in.
Do you think it was more the weather or the diving catch that he made?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I mean, he did a lot of running in the outfield, you know, before, early in that game. So probably the you know, he's a big man. That diving catch probably doesn't help a big guy's body like that. But, it, you know, it's a great catch. My God, he did a great catch. And so it's, you know, it was tightening up, and he's been through the wars enough to know that, you know, I'm glad he said something.
Darno popped out of there real quick. You knew it might be something.
Well, when he came in, I was going to let him hit, but I knew, I told him I was going to run for him. You know, he's okay to hit, but I didn't want him running the bases, so I'd already decided to take him out of the game.
Mike Foltynewicz did not have one of his stronger outings, as he gave up 2 runs on 6 hits through 3 2/3 while walking 3. He talked about his outing following the game.
What do you think your main takeaways from today's outing would be?
You know, there's a couple positives here and there. I mean, some of the off-speed was good, and, you know, coming out of the game with only 2 runs is a huge plus. And to go out and take O out for a drink or two on that one. But other than that, I think I was just trying to be too perfect with a lot of my pitches early on in the count. And then I think I just got a little too excited when I got 2 strikes and left a lot of pitches over the plate and in some you know, game driving in situations. And you know, that's not what we're looking for in that situation. But other than that, fastball was coming out good earlier. All my off speed was, you know, around the zone, in the zone. Same with the fastball, but you know, I just didn't get the results today.
You had to like the way that third inning evolved, though, to be able to fight through that. Is there anything? Tell me what you felt coming out of there and then going to the fourth.
Just coming, you know, out of spring training, working out all them jams. You know, we had that test here in game one for me, and you know, I'm gonna come out of that very positive. You know, coming through the heart of the lineup with you know, 1 out there and runners on the corners, and coming out of there with you know, just run was good for me, and just going out there and battling, trying to throw strikes, trying to be aggressive, trying to be perfect in that inning, and you know, I got out of there unscathed, and you know, I was very pumped up for that, and you know, next inning things just fell apart a little bit there, but you know, nothing to worry about, and like I said, I all came and cleaned it up, and you know, we're just gonna go out and get better, and you know, hopefully this don't happen next time.
Is there anything particular you want to, you know, maybe try to work on between starts?
You know, there's a couple things with my glove here and there, but I think we're just gonna work more to the thirds of the plate instead of you know, corners. Like I said, I was just trying to be too perfect out there, and I wasn't getting it around the plate like I wanted to. So you know, I was just picking at the plate, and that's not what we want to do, especially you know, in this cold weather where, you know, they just should put the bat and the ball in play and get out like they were doing earlier. So
did you try to use that to your advantage at all? Maybe pitch some guys maybe a little more inside early on?
Yeah, and you know, we try to pitch some guys inside here and there, and you know, some of them were ready for it, mm-hmm. And you know, that's tip of the cap to them. So, but other than that, I think we had a good mix of pitches today, and you know, that's not the results we wanted. That's all. So,
thanks, man.